Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
3 weeks from tonight is the start of the NFL draft. And we'll have an interview later with a great NFL guy, and we'll do a lot of different things tonight, including talk about something that I think everyone – tonight's a night, and we'll get to it. But we want to be open tonight with each other and admit – sometimes you have to admit when you're wrong. Tucker does. I do. It's just – it's okay. So we'll get to all that. And in 3 weeks, the NFL may have to admit it was wrong, because the NFL is going to be holding its draft 3 weeks from tonight. And look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to anybody out there that I know what this world is going to look like in 3 weeks, that this country is going to look like in 3 weeks, that our area is going to look like in 3 weeks, with what we're dealing with the physical aspect of this, and people getting sick left and right, and people losing their lives, the economic aspect. There's a lot going on, but the NFL has decided to push forward with everything this offseason. In fact, the NFL is basically pretending nothing is going on. Nothing. They haven't even admitted they have contingencies for their season. I mean, in the NFL's mind, as of today, the world is exactly the way it was, you know, outside of a couple of tweaks to how they do these things. They're doing them. Every other sport, because of the season, had to either shut down or truly stop and hope for the best in a couple weeks or months. Not the NFL. Free agency happened. Draft is happening. And I've heard a lot of people the last couple weeks, and last couple days especially, and we played the clip last night of Adam Schefter, but I've heard a lot of people say, this is wrong. The optics here are bad. There are people losing their lives, and the NFL looks very greedy, and it looks very tone deaf, sounds very tone deaf in all of this. And I understand all those claims, and I hear it, but I'm going to come to you tonight and say I don't mind what the NFL is doing, and I do not think they are wrong for doing what they're doing in terms of putting on the NFL draft in 3 weeks. As long as it can be done in a way where there is all of the protocols that we're asked to do, which is obviously that means these players and these prospects are not getting on planes and they're not going on visits, and this is all done through Skype or Zoom or whatever it's going to be. You know, using technology to our advantage. As long as all those protocols are followed, I have no problem with the NFL draft going on as scheduled. And am I a little bit biased on this because I selfishly want something that we can talk about together, like have something going on in the sporting world that we can have a conversation about? Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna pretend to you that I'm not. I am, which is why I want your opinion on this. 215-592-9494. Do you think this is wrong? You know, a couple days ago, the president got up and told us, with the doctors behind him, that this month in our country is going to be, and I'm using this word, tragic. There a lot of people are going to lose their lives, and people are going to get sick, and we're going to know they're sick in a significant way. That's the curve we're on right now with what we're dealing with. And the NFL is pushing forward in the midst of this. And I would say, you know, independent of this, just basically saying, look, we're doing our thing. We understand this is going on out there, but we're going to live in our bubble and do our thing. And the biggest reason why I am okay with the NFL going on with what they're doing and moving forward with their draft is I think people need something to be entertained by. I'm just going to give you the way I've been the last couple weeks. This is 100% transparency. I am scared. I am nervous. I have anxiety over this. I mean, this is real. This is real stuff. And every single time that I am on any sort of social media or I'm watching any sort of news, It is nerve-wracking. And I wish there was a game on. I wish there was something on that I could gravitate towards and just take my mind off of. Because for me, that's what sports has always been. It has been my escape from real life. I don't like real life. I don't like real decisions. I don't like important stuff, finances, and all like that stuff. And that's just, I don't like it. It's why I've chosen to make my career in the make-believe world of sports. Like that's why I wanted to get into this, because I just like this. And I have missed it. And a couple weeks ago when free agency was going on, and I can go on my phone and I can read Pro Football Talk for 20 minutes and just scroll through all their stories on who got what contract and who did. It was an escape. And lately, the escapes are dwindling. Like, I'll have an old game on in the background, but I got to tell you, watching old games, and we, you know, here in the, you know, as we walk into the studio, there's TVs out in the hallway, and there's old games on every day. And, like, I'll look up for a couple minutes, and I'll remember where I was, what I was doing, and I'll kind of have a good recollection of whatever game it was, if it was in the last 20 or 5 or 30 years. But then I walk away. Like, I'm not going to sit there and watch every pitch of a game every day of all these old games. It doesn't hold my attention the way news does, the way actual games would. But the NFL free agency period, it did it for me. The NFL free agency period was something that I could pay attention to. I could wake up every morning, I could check, you know, the Inquirer, I could check Pro Football Talk, I could check The Athletic, and I could read grades and breakdowns and opinion pieces on whatever. Whether it's Byron Jones to the Dolphins or all the stuff the Eagles did or Tom Brady to the Bucks, it got my mind off of what is happening in our world every day for a couple hours, because I can just dive into it. Or I could put the NFL Network on and they're talking about the impact Tom Brady will have, the NFC power rankings, whatever, all this nonsense that is nonsense. But it did it for me, and it helped me get through the first couple weeks of all this. And the last week or so has been harder. And it is a big part of the reason why I'm looking forward to the NFL draft, because you know what it is? It's going to be days upon days of the same thing, of us reading the second round mock, of us talking about what happened in the first round, draft grades, thinking about what the Eagles did, what they still need. I am in favor of the NFL going through with their NFL draft. 215-592-9494. Do you think this is wrong? I've heard a lot of people, seen a lot of people, read people that think what the NFL is about to do is going to look really bad in a couple weeks. Because I don't mean to paint a grim picture, but you see what I'm seeing too. The odds are that the closer we get to the end of April, the worse the numbers are, the worse the reality is, the more people that are losing their lives every day. And whether you want to compare this to what we're dealing with to a war back in the day or just something tragic that's never been had before, in the midst of that, Roger Goodell is going to sit in front of his a green screen in his den somewhere on April 23rd and say, with the first pick in the NFL draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback LSU or whatever. And there is an aspect to it that does feel like the NFL is just closing its ears to the world. Like they're just operating as if this isn't going on, and it is. So I'd love to hear from you on this tonight. 215-592-9494. Do you think the NFL is wrong for going forward with the draft? I don't. And my perspective on it is, I can use a distraction. I think you can too. And old games, classic games, like that's only a very small distraction. It's not something you can be entertained by as much because you know the outcome. You know what happened. You probably get bored after a while watching these games. But a draft, when you're learning about all these new players, you're getting opinions on all these new players, that is brand new. And I just know for myself, I can use the distraction. I am scared, anxiety, overwhelmed, all this stuff for people I know, for people I don't know, for the world right now. It is tough. And I feel for everyone out there that is feeling worse than I am, actually has been impacted in a more significant way than I have, I feel for you. And I think what the NFL is doing, and I'm not going to pretend it's altruistic. I don't think the NFL is doing this to make me feel better. I don't think the NFL is doing it to make you feel better. I think they're doing it because they know we're going to be glued to our TVs for a weekend because we have nothing else to watch. I'm not going to give the NFL credit here for doing something great for the community. But I do think their desire, their need, their quest for money and ratings and conversation about them, it is ultimately an okay thing. And it's ultimately good for you and I and sports fans out there who are lost. I mean, today was supposed to be the home opener for the Phillies. Like, I'm in this weird state where I'm okay physically and I'm going to get through, you know, mentally, but I am lost. Like, there's just my routine and my hobby is just thrown. It's gone now. So I'm lost. Like, there is no more. I'm just getting up and reading and doing the things I used to do and watching a game, at least when the NFL draft comes. And the next couple weeks leading up to it, we can have conversations about football and the Eagles and the draft as if for a couple hours each night we can get lost in it and just have a fun conversation about which receiver Howie's going to blow the pick on. Like, whatever. We can do that. And when the night the NFL draft comes, we'll do a special draft show, and we'll have fun with it, and we'll do all that stuff, and we'll be into it waiting for the Eagles to either trade up or stay at 21 or trade back. 215-592-9494. The NFL is moving forward in what may end up being one of the most depressing months this country has ever seen. They're moving forward, and they're going to have an NFL draft. Are you okay with it? I've seen a lot of people say this is wrong. The optics are wrong. They're missing the point. And it's going to be in bad taste if Roger Goodell is reeling off draft pick names, you know, in a month that's going to have as much, you know, depression and anxiety and quite frankly, death as this one is going to have. It's I don't think this is an easy one, but I know the NFL is going to do what they're doing because they're not going back now. This is the NFL's plan. They're moving forward, and I'm okay with it. I think sometimes people need some hope, and I think sometimes people need something to take their mind off of real life. And you know what the NFL draft is? The NFL draft is a thing where, I mean, yeah, we might have our takes on what happened. But, Tucker, I think the NFL draft is a thing where almost every fan base gets excited. And rarely do you walk out of the draft the next day and be upset. You might question a pick. But, like, there's almost that feeling of maybe. Like, people usually feel good about their draft in the moment. And then maybe 2 years later they don't. But I feel like NFL fans feel good the day after the draft. Like, that could happen. Like, there could be some sort of feel good because of sports thing, and we haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah, I mean, like, we always talk about how opening day is kind of the day for eternal optimism,
yes.
Right? The opening of spring training is the time for optimism. For the NFL, it's the NFL draft, right? Like, you can be upset with your team not making moves in free agency. You can be upset with, you know, a Pro Bowler from your team moving to a division rival, things like that. But when it comes to the NFL draft, you're only making additions. Like, you're very rarely ever losing a player
right
over the course of the NFL draft. So even if you aren't happy, like if the Eagles day one, Thursday night, they sit at 21 and they take an inside linebacker. They take Patrick Queen with the 21st pick.
Great name.
As opposed to a wide receiver, and people are upset. By mid-May, people are going to talk themselves into it, right? Like, there are going to be people out there who not only are a fan of Patrick Queen from day one, but by mid-May, they're going to say, you know what? We need a linebacker, right? With Malcolm Jenkins gone, we need a guy who can captain the defense and
yep.
be the signal caller on defense. Like, no matter what happens, even if you dislike, you think your team reached for a pick. I mean, the ultimate weirdness, the ultimate upset people got at the NFL draft was when they drafted Marcus Smith, right? Marcus Smith was like the most widely panned first round pick ever. But by OTAs, people were like, well, you know, like
maybe,
you know, other teams may have drafted him in the first round. Like, who cares that Mel Kiper had a third round grade on him? He's athletic. Like, he's just adjusting to a new position. Maybe it'll work out. And obviously it didn't. But the NFL draft, it is just in a time for optimism. It is an exercise where no matter what you feel as immediately in the immediate future, you're going to feel optimistic at some point about whoever your team picks.
Yeah, and I think we need some positivity. I mean, and really, I mean, I think that if we're being honest with ourselves, sports are not coming back in the next couple of weeks or probably the next couple of months. And there is a good chance that a lot that we take for granted is going to change in the next couple of months and maybe beyond that. Like, that's the truth. But for a couple nights, 3 weeks from tonight, in the first round, you know what we could have? We could have an escape. We could have some positivity. We could have some fun. We could dream on these players. I am on board with the NFL going forward. I do not pretend they're doing this out of the goodness of their hearts to help out you and I and everybody else out there who needs something to watch on a Thursday night. They're not. They're doing it for money. They're doing it because the NFL does not stop for anything. But you know what? I'm fine with it. And I think the NFL is going to give us something for the draft weekend that we desperately need as sports fans, something to take our minds off of real life. 215-592-9494. Are you okay with this? Because I know a lot of people out there think the NFL is just tone deaf and think they are just ignoring. Adam Schefter used the word carnage. Carnage in the streets, he called it yesterday. And that's a guy that covers the league, that has a career because of the league. So that feeling is out there. I am okay with all this, and I think the NFL should go through with this draft. Larry is up on WIP. Hey, Larry.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, man. Listen, you know, at the end of the day, we're all in a bad spot right now. And sports, art, music, theater, they're all distractions. They're all things that, you know, in our own ways, if you like something, you like theater, you like the arts, you like going to a club, whatever, we got to let people just distract themselves in their own way. For many people in America, America's game is the NFL. And it's a great night for those draftees and their families who have worked so hard to get to this point. They should have this night.
Larry, that's a great point, too. I didn't even bring that part up. Like, it's great for us because we get to watch it. But also, yeah, you get to see joy. Like, they'll have a camera.
Absolutely. How about that word?
That's
positivity,
it.
Positivity. Joy.
Yep.
We need that. Dude, the fans of the country loves the NFL. It is our game. The fans want this night. The teams want this night. At the end of the day, you know, a lot of political correctness and judging is what we least need to do. What, we should stop laughing. We should stop joking. We should stop these stupid memes that keep, or memes, or whatever the hell they call them, coming across our phones with all this, you know, if you don't joke about COVID, you're going to cry or die about it. So I say, let's frickin' do our best to be safe, and if we got to joke, let's joke. Can't wait for the frickin' draft. Can't wait. And let's hope that the best minds in the world, not in the USA, the world, fix this damn thing.
Yes.
And that we never, ever let this happen again. That we are shorthanded. That we are short of supplies. That we don't have the best thinkers listen to, you know, by our officials. That our officials don't listen to these people. Fauci's been around forever. We should listen to him. That he has people hating him is frightening.
Yeah, no, Larry, it is. It is, Larry. And I'm with you.
Let me rant.
I'm with you, Larry. I appreciate it, man. You take care of yourself and stay healthy. Larry gets it. We need joy. He brought up a point. I didn't even bring it up. That's a good point. Like, yes, we will enjoy watching the draft, but you know what you get to watch? You can turn on the TV, and I'm not sure how they're going to do it in terms of technology and safety, but I'm sure they're going to have some sort of camera set up with some sort of Zoom or Skype or whatever in Joe Burrow's house, in Tua's house, in Isaiah Simmons' house, the linebacker, like whoever's going to be the top five picks. I mean, you name their names, the corner from Ohio State. They're all going to have things set up, Chase Young from Ohio State. They're all going to have something set up, so we'll see them. And it'll probably be weird this year because they won't have the party like they usually do with everyone they know, but you will see some sort of joy on someone's face. And quite frankly, if you turn on television right now, you're not seeing any joy. Like, you're just not. You're not seeing any sort of joy like that. So, yeah, that'll be a fun little aspect, too. Like, you get to see people happy because they achieved their dream. I'm in. Let's go. I think the NFL is okay doing this. I'm in, Tucker. It's good. I think that people need this. And people got upset at the NFL doing the free agency thing, and then it passed, and everyone enjoyed it. And I think this will be the same thing.
And I think it was a vocal minority with the free agency, too. And that is a little different because it is a little bit more cynical.
Money.
Like, it's more cynical to say, hey, you know, you're just tossing millions and millions and dollars around to
people
to
are
these
losing jobs
already and millionaires, and people are losing jobs and everything.
60
like
million
that.
For a quarter.
But this is different. Like, this is kids in their early 20s, kids who are now younger than me because I'm incredibly old.
Yeah,
but
you're old now, man.
I'm in my mid-20s, Joe. It's all downhill from here. But you see these kids who are realizing their lifelong dream. Like, you're going to see Joe Burrow is a guy who, you know, a year ago probably wasn't even thought of as an NFL prospect.
Nope.
Who transferred from Ohio State to LSU, now going as the number one overall pick. Like, what's a crazier long shot story than that? You're going to see people and you're going to hear stories about these guys who may have had a tough upbringing, who have kind of used football and used sports as an escape from the time they were 8 or 9 years old, and now 15 years later, they're realizing their ultimate dream. Like, that, there is something very joyful about that.
Yeah, there is, and I'm excited for it. It's 3 weeks from tonight. I know there's been some pushback, and the NFL gets roasted when they go out on a limb and do things differently. But this is what they do. This, and part of it, I mean, our caller there said, the NFL is America's game. And this is part of the reason why. The NFL always seems to find a way to be there, to be in our television, and to make a big event of what they do. Now, I'm not trying to say, like, baseball right now should be playing. No, I'm not. Obviously, there's reasons why an NFL draft could go on with technology, and sports with people cannot right now because of what's going on in the world and just trying to keep everyone healthy. I get that. But the NFL can. They did do free agency, and I enjoyed it. It was a distraction for me, and I bet it was a distraction for a lot of you. And I want them to do this NFL draft, and I'm happy they are. I very rarely agree with Roger Goodell. I think the guy is mostly a dope, and I think that mostly all the money the NFL's made since he's taken over, you could have put a monkey in a suit in his office, and the NFL would have still made money hand over fist the last, you know, 15 years. But on this one, Goodell is right. It is smart to move on with this. They can pull it off without having anyone do anything that would put anyone in danger. And they're going to give us a distraction. A distraction is much needed. And I think for a lot of us, it is well deserved. 215-592-9494. I need your take on this. Are you okay with the NFL draft in the midst of, I mean, what is tragedy right now? In the midst of all of this going forward. And they're going to get up there. I mean, Goodell's going to sit there in his den from his house in a home office somewhere, wherever the heck he lives. And he's going to sit there in 3 weeks from tonight and say, look, with the first pick in the draft, Joe Burrow. With the second pick in the draft, Chase Young. With the third pick, trading up for Tua is team whatever. Like, this is going to happen 3 weeks from tonight as a lot of bad things are going on. Are you okay with it? I am, because I think people actually need this to get their minds off of real stuff. Let's watch an NFL draft together. 215-592-9494. That's what we'll talk about. Your phone calls. And we get back. We got to do something. We got to admit things to each other. We have to. It's sometimes okay to say I'm wrong. And I will do that on the other side. I will tell you what I was wrong about coming up next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.